Hello one and all, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 19, 1986. This time we're going to talk about circadian rhythm, the biological clock that determines day and night cycles of activity and timing. Dialab team at Tsukuba has been investigating molecular basis of controls on circadian rhythm system. Did you know that the circadian rhythm has genetic controls? The team describes that this transcriptional regulation of BMAL1 gene is a critical component of the mammalian clock system. They show that this regulation is executed by DNA methylation. The team did a detailed analysis on how BMAL1 is regulated using cell culture model using 5-deoxycytid as a cytidine, a drug that causes demethylation. They found that CpG islands, did you know what these are? Well, these are the regions containing repeats of CG, 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 CG sequence in the DNA, and this is where the methylation occurs. So the team reported that promoter of BMAL1 is hypermethylated, means that it will be silenced, means no transcription. And the promoter of period gene, PER2, is hypomethylated, means gene is expressed. Now they provide evidence that the hypermethylation of CpG island in BMAL1 causes circadian rhythm disturbance. When they cause demethylation experimentally by 5-deoxy as a cytidine, BMAL1 increased and circadian rhythm was recovered. This may reflect the importance of circadian rhythm on physiological functions. What does this mean? This means that circadian clock system is controlled by epigenetic changes and hence has implications with regard to environmental impact and disease therapeutics in clinic. For details, please check the published paper in Bioscience Reports, Volume 37. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.